Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Dr. Meg Myers-Morgan is here, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Meg is assistant professor at University of Oklahoma, director of the graduate program in public administration and nonprofit management at the Oklahoma University Tulsa campus. She's living on Tulsa time. She's a wife and a mother, and an author, an independent author, and now a published author. That's called accomplishments, folks. When you've got a job like she has and got a couple of young, beautiful young ladies in her life now and two books, too, that's accomplishment. Meg, welcome back. Welcome to the show, and congratulations on all the accomplishments.
Thanks so much, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Your new book is called Everything is Negotiable. And you've learned a lot about that from watching your children, I know, because you were telling me this earlier, and I pointed out before you got here that I remember one day I was having a meal, and one day I had a meal with my 3-year-old grandson and my 89-year-old mother, who I was also taking care of. And in that same day, I was asking both of them, I was negotiating with both of them just to take one more bite of peas.
Yes, that's it. It's the strong-willed nature of the old and the young that we can all learn from about negotiating.
Yeah, I mean, totally unabashed. They were fearless. There was no pretense about it. They knew what they wanted. Yeah. They wanted it, and they were willing to negotiate. And so,
yeah, that's right.
So we basically come out of the womb negotiating. We all do this with the kids. Why don't we keep that?
Yeah, so I find the students and the clients I work with, there's three reasons why people don't negotiate. One, they don't know that they can. Two, they don't know what they'd ask for if they could. And then three, they're worried about what people are going to think of them. And obviously these aren't issues that plague us as children, but a lot of this comes into not wanting to appear greedy. And so there's some fear that gets brought into us as we grow up and out of children who are just sort of relentless and fearless, and they know what they want, and they don't care if they can ask. They're going to ask, and they're just not worried about what you think of them.
Let me tell you a story that will amplify what you just said, a real-life story.
Yeah.
I have a relative, I won't say how close, but pretty close, who needed a new refrigerator. Now, she called the store and found the refrigerator she wanted. They gave her a price. Now, what you have to understand is this is the woman that will go to a grocery store, go all the way to the store for broccoli, and if the broccoli is higher than she thinks it ought to be, she'll just come home without the broccoli. Now, that's how tight she is, okay? And I said, well, what's the price on the refrigerator? And she said this. I said, well, how do you know that that's their best price? She said, what do you mean? I said, why don't we ask them is that your best price? She wouldn't do it.
Mm.
She wouldn't let me do it.
Mm.
She wouldn't. What you just said about how she didn't want them to think of whatever she wanted him to think about her, she could have saved $100. She never knew.
Yep. Yeah.
Think about it.
It holds us back, and especially holds women back all the time.
That's real in our psyche, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Especially when you think about negotiating for your salary, which men and women both struggle to do, women more than men, but a lot of people leave money on the table when they're taking a job because they don't want their new potential new employer to think they're greedy or ungrateful for the job offer.
So what do we do? Do we find a kinder, gentler way of asking for it? It's probably almost nothing we say to the other person is really going to offend them. But so we're in our own way, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, I think I remind people the person you're asking, like in a job offer, it's not their personal money, so you shouldn't feel weird about it. And the second thing is to remember that there are actually positive perceptions that can come from you negotiating. It makes you look confident. It lets people know that you're going to stand up for yourself.
Maybe a little independent.
Or fear.
Maybe a little independent. As if, you know what, if I don't get my deal, I'll walk out of here.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing worse than that resentment of paying too much the refrigerator or starting a job that you know you're getting underpaid for. So you just don't want to start off with that pain point already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so folks, the question is, when it comes to negotiating, are you uncomfortable? If you're the least, see, I love negotiating. I mean, throw me in a briar patch of negotiating. I love it. I do it all the time. I'm good at it. I'm the best in the world at negotiating. That's my story.
I'm sticking to it.
Because I like the interchange with people. I respect them. If I'm negotiating with a small business, I don't go too far because I want them to make a profit. I'm not going to beat a small business up because I want them to make a profit. And so I'm respectful of them. In a negotiation, you can negotiate hard and not be a jerk, right?
And you've also pointed out you find the benefit to both parties.
Right.
And when you're thinking about negotiating your salary at a company, think about the value they're going to get from you as an employee, and even a stronger value if you come in feeling you're getting paid what you're worth. It's about finding that value for the other person.
Yeah, when I'm talking to a small business owner about something, a significant purchase, I say, look, I want you to make a profit. I don't want to pay too much. What's that number?
Right.
And we cut to the chase. And same thing with an employer, right? Look, I'm interested in your company. I know what I got to have. How can we get to that?
Mm-hmm.
So this, and that's not it's not threatening, is it?
Well, I think it's not threatening for some people. I think sometimes it is threatening when women do it. And I think sometimes women feel a little bit concerned about how they're going to be perceived. But you're right. There's a way to do it about not being threatening.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think women struggle because they never want to feel threatening. And it's a problem. It's a problem.
I just think that communication skills can solve a lot of this. Of course, you got to get on your hind legs at some point, right? You got to stand up for yourself.
Absolutely.
At some point. But at least I do think that there's some communication skills. And when we come back, Meg is really focusing on helping women raise their game a little bit in negotiating. And so we're going to get her to focus on that for us. We'll come back here at the break. The new book is called Everything is Negotiable. Dr. Meg Myers-Morgan is the author. She and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.